Hey guys, and welcome to the Rare Podcast. It's me, Roy, and I'm here with
Woody Manuel.
Oh, keeping it basic.
Yeah, just keeping it basic. See, my name is too long to be cool like Roy. I should go by Ed then. What'd you think?
No.
Okay, cool.
No.
Eddie.
Eddie. Why Eddie?
Ed.
All names Eddie.
You know, it's Ed. And then you put a IE in the end. Eddie. What you think? Do you think we stumbled on a good name here?
No, that's terrible.
Oh, fuck.
That's awful. No, I'm joking. But
you heard it here
what
first.
What are we talking about today, man?
Eddie's out there. Your names are horrible. We're talking about the episodes we watched recently, which is Demon Slayer. Slayer of Demons.
And?
Episode 10, I believe.
That's funny. It came out later than I was
anticipating.
Yeah, right? Mm-hmm. Am I just tripping?
I don't think you're tripping.
Yeah, because it was very strange when I saw it come out. Like, it came out towards like the evening time, like kind of ish, like late-ish evening. Not strange. Well, but what do you think about it?
What do I think for
episode
of that?
I think that's episode 10.
I had some... I'm starting to see some problems. Maybe it's just with the artistic expression or the values that they're showing that I'm like, it's starting to annoy me a little bit. One, Mitsuri. I like her. Like, she's fine. But she's just a...
The love Hashira.
Yeah, but she's just a stereotypical female...
Fan service?
She's not fan service. I feel like she has a story being...
She is fan service. Are you out your mind?
Yes, but I think there's depth to her, too, a little bit.
Yeah, but she's fan service.
Yeah. You could say that, sure. I would agree. Would you say that Nezuko is fan service, too?
When she became adult form?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah,
she's fan service. But I don't like, for example, her sword. I hate it.
The whip sword?
I hate it. Just because I'm like, how does it work? Is it extending? Like, that's kind of like what I don't like about it. Because I'm like, there's no way the sword is extending. So, in some scenes, when they need it to be super long, it's super long. When they need it to be short, it's short. And I'm like, okay, that just conveys no sense of continuity. And I don't like her sword because of that. Because one moment, it's like at least a football field long. And the next is basically a normal size sword, just more flexible. I don't think they grow. I don't think there's magic in the show. Like, at least the humans, they don't have magic.
Yeah.
And what else? I feel like they completely forgot that Tanjiro's leg was crushed and broken last episode. Because this motherfucker was running no limp. No, he was putting full pressure on it.
Full sprint.
I'm like, did you guys, what was the point of doing that? Like, showing it so explicitly to then have no regard to it now. And I understand the adrenaline is running. But even if the adrenaline's running, like, he still shouldn't be able to run on it because it's mangled. He doesn't have a leg there. He shouldn't have, like, a foot. So that annoyed me every time I saw him running or doing any movements. Again, some of the comedy hit, some of it didn't. The comedy, I don't know if it was meant to be comedic, but it made me laugh, was when she got rejected by her fiance. He's like, maybe you could marry a bear or a cow. Or maybe a monkey. I don't know why. That was just so funny. It was so nonchalant. He's like, yeah. And don't try to reach out to me. Forget I existed, bro. And he just walked away. I was like, damn, this motherfucker's cold. So that that made me laugh. The upper four, I don't know how they did it, but I started feeling bad for him towards the end. I don't know if you came to the same emotional sentiments. towards him.
Why did you start feeling bad? I was
like, damn, he's not doing nothing to nobody. Leave him alone. Like, because he started talking about how he, and I'm pretty sure he's going to have a very sad backstory.
His backstory.
He's like, bro, I've always been weak and feeble. Like, why do people keep picking on me and stuff like that? And just nobody has, like, sympathy for him. And I was like, damn, that sucks. That sucks to hear it. And this is like kind of like, I remember a few episodes I talked about, like how every fucking demon Tanjiro fights, they got to do some kind of backstory to justify Tanjiro killing him in a way versus Upper Five when, what's his name? Muichiro was fighting him. He just killed him.
Yeah.
Nothing. He didn't have a backstory. He didn't have anything. Oh, yeah. The motherfucker just died. Like, every.
I just realized that he didn't have shit.
Every major demon has, like, a backstory that kind of, like, you know, humanizes them and make them feel like, shoot. Except for Lower One. Did Lower One, Mugen Train, did he have something before he died?
I don't remember.
Did he have something?
Maybe. I'm not. Probably not, actually.
I'd be surprised if he did it. I'm sure he did, but I can't think of his, like, backstory. But this guy, he already, I'm like, fuck, they're going to make me feel real bad for him, because I'm pretty sure he's going to be an old, feeble guy that nobody took pity on, and then Muzan manipulated him and made him strong or something.
Yeah.
But... yeah, so that's kind of like my thoughts so far. I want to hear, like, maybe your thoughts on it, and then we could probably run it back and give some more points.
To me, this episode is the Sailor Moon episode, just because, like, the what are those people who, like, dance around with, like, those flags?
Oh, ribbons. Ribbon dancers, or
I don't know what it's called.
It's tumbalinas or something like that. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Is that what it is?
That sounds like a...
It sounded right, but I don't know if that is the word, but I don't know.
It sounds right to me, for us. Yeah. But that's honestly what this episode reminded me. If somebody put, like, a Sailor Moon soundtrack behind it, I think it would fit. Because, mm-hmm. You know, I don't, like, because she's, like, all about, like, love and, like, I'm here to save them. She's actually pretty... I actually enjoyed this episode because I was just like, mm-hmm. Okay. She's a badass. The sword was, since it was already an oddity to me, I was just like, oh, okay, I guess it can do stuff that I'm not aware of what it can do. So I didn't really pay too much mind to it. I like how she got stunned by a guy that's screaming in her face, and she's like, the backstories are okay. I kind of skipped through them.
Why do you do that if you're biasing?
I don't know, because I'm just like, I feel like it takes away.
What does it take away? It adds.
I guess it adds, because, like, it makes sense, like, why they're doing the reasons and stuff like that. I guess if I want to see action, like, I want the action to play out, then you can tell me what, like, why. So
do you not give a fuck about the story?
Not necessarily. I can't say I care too much.
I'm talking about stories in general. Is it just, are you doing this just for Demon Slayer, or is this coming?
It's just for Demon Slayer. It's just for dude. I sat through Clannad, so I do care.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, of course. But I'm saying in these kind of stories, like when it's a shonen action manga, you just want to watch the fights, because even
with what should we call it, with
Hell's Paradise.
Yeah, I don't skip through the stories, because I'm just like, because it helps build a character. But I think it's the same thing, like, you're going through. It's the same, I guess, trope that this keeps playing over and over, of like, oh, Tanjiro says something that's so profound that he regains those memories, or like he snaps out and becomes like, for Muichiro, he snaps out of it just because of Tanjiro saying you can do it, or some type of like bullshit. then like, because it's the same. I think it's just the same song and dance, because like you already know, like. When it ended, like, with her, like, about to, like, attack, I was like, Or like she's fighting. I'm like, oh, what's the backstory? Waiting for the backstory. Oh, there's the backstory. Yeah. And I just feel like it takes me out of the moment of like her. But I get it because it's trying to give like why she's so profound and why she fights for what she fights.
Yeah.
I think if they did it as like how they did it for Mushiro, where like his was like almost a whole entire episode.
Mm-hmm.
Like it explained to him like his dramatic stuff like that, and I'm like, okay, at least they're taking time to explain it. I guess that's why I guess they're trying to make him to a very more developed character than the Love Hashira.
Yeah.
But it takes me out of it. I think that's also why I just skip it. And like I said, it's just because it's the same song and dance, man. Let's be honest. It's just like every single manga, it's always like that. There's a really good fight happening, then for some reason, somebody looks to the ground, it turns white, or we get a close up on the face and it does a flashback.
But
somebody gets knocked out.
Do you not want to know more about the character? I feel like their motivations, why they are the way they are, why they act the way they do, why they, for example,
I do.
Muichiro, he acts aloof or he acts whatever. Do you not want it? Like I don't know if you watched the backstory, like fully, but it kind of explains why he's that way. Like I remember the first few times I watched the episode, I'm like, I don't like him. After I watched the backstory, I kind of like, oh, with a story like that, it kind of like I can see why he was acting like that in the beginning. I still don't like that Tanjiro had such a profound impact on him. But I could understand why he started acting like that. Same thing with Mitsuri. Like, having guy attention of why she wants guys to like her in a way or how she views herself. Like, watching her backstory, you're like, okay, she's being, like, flirty or she doesn't even know she's being there or maybe she likes the attention. Like, it gives you a little backstory on why she might be.
She's a tease.
Like, it might give you an idea of like that. You know, guys never wanted her. She never picked or whatever. So it's not that guys never want her, but every time they found out how strong she is or whatever, they get intimidated. And you could see why she likes being around maybe stronger men or guys that don't see anything about her strength. It kind of, like, builds on that.
I get it. Don't get me wrong. I like the good backstories, but for some reason,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think maybe Demon Slayer does it so much in the same way.
It's always a sad backstory. Everybody has a sad backstory. I just want a story of somebody just fucked up and they just, I don't know, I just want to be fucked up, bro. I had a good upbringing.
Yeah, or just like, they're like, I just want to be strong, and that's why I became a
Yeah, demon. And that's what happened to, I think, Upper 3. He just wanted to be strong. He felt like he could have. Same thing with Upper 1 as well. No,
later on, he has a backstory.
He has a sad backstory, but Upper 1, I think that's how it was, too. He wanted to get stronger. I don't know. Yeah. What story is this? I don't know if you know much about One Piece, like lore and stuff like that. Like there's a character in there who's evil just to be evil. It's not to be evil. He has a good reason to be evil, but Doflamingo.
He has a sad backstory.
He doesn't have a sad backstory. He's involved in a lot of sad things, but he became evil. Like, it's understandable why he became evil, but at the same time, it's like he doesn't have a traumatic bad backstory when you really think about it. The reason he's evil, like, spoiler alert for One Piece on Doflamingo's back character. I'll be as vague as possible. He comes from a wealthy background, and
I think they're already past that.
They're way past that in the anime, but still, I don't.
Yeah, it's not really a spoiler.
I mean, it's still fairly newer material if somebody's picking up One Piece, but
true.
Because One Piece is 1,000+ episodes in. There's somebody that's not going to get to this part for the next 5-6 years, but the fact is, like, he came from an affluent family, and that family decided to give it all up. And as a kid, like, you had thousands of servants, eat whatever you want, whatever you want, and now you got to live in poverty. And you look at your parents like, what the fuck? What are we doing here? Why am I doing this?
Guys, could we have, like, a family?
Like, the fuck is going on? So he grew to hate his parents for that, which I feel like as a kid. And his parents had a reason why they did it, but they couldn't do anything. Like, they're just like, you know, just we're just leaving. And then later on, he finds out he grows to hate his parents because he's to them, he's like, you're punishing me for nothing. You took everything I had away from me. And he eventually does something to go back to his affluent neighborhood. And they told him, yeah, nah. So he just kind of says, fuck them. He said, fuck his parents, fuck everything. And he just became like who he is. But like, he's just like, I don't know. But he was always an asshole kid because he also had a little brother. His little brother took to the change and just kind of like understood. He's like, okay, yeah, we shouldn't be treating peasants worse than they're human. And Doflamingo looked like, nah, what the fuck? I didn't make them peasants. Fuck these peasants. So it's kind of like that. I like those kind of characters where his backstory tells you why he's like that, but it don't make it sad to where he's like, you understand where he's coming from, but it's not like I was bullied and picked on my whole life and da 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 and life is so sad. It's more of a I see where you come from, but you're still an asshole, bro. Or Frieza. Yeah. Frieza. Nigga's just evil just cuz.
Oh yeah, that's a good example. Frieza just evil to be evil.
Same thing. Same thing with
Kid Buu.
Kid Buu is the literal the incarnation of evil. Like he doesn't have any motive for anything. Like he doesn't have anything. But another thing, Dio. Dio's just evil. Like Dio doesn't hasn't had a backstory.
He's so hateful. This
guy just hates. Doesn't have a backstory that tells me, well, Dio's evil because he was so sad in life. It's like, he's just Dio. Like there's nothing to compare him to. He's just Dio.
Just because there's somebody down the block had more money than he did, so he's like, fuck these.
And even then, he's just like, oh, I don't care. So like every time there's a fucking demon, there's always a reason. Like you said, I just want somebody to just be evil. And maybe that was Upper Moon 5, but I don't know. I feel like if Tanjiro was fighting him, he would have said a trigger word that started a backstory. Because Tanjiro would just be saying like specific words to do it. Like think about like Upper 4.
And then everybody's like, oh.
Think about what he just said to him. You need to take responsibility for your actions or you need to take accountability. Like, who would say that in a normal conversation, right? And then those words triggered a backstory. And I don't get it.
That's so crazy, man. Like, I think that's why, going back to, like, the backstories and stuff like that, I think because, like, Demon Slayer is, I think it's just going to be, this is how, and, like, moving forward, this is how people will just tell their backstory. Like,
yeah.
It's just because I think it's the same song and dance. And again, like you're saying, man, like Tanjiro just always had to say something. Like even when Mitsuri woke up, it's because Tanjiro says we gotta save her because she's our only ray of hope. Or blah blah blah. I'm just like,
big cringe.
I was like, I rolled my eyes. I was like, ugh.
Yeah.
You know what? Somebody you already know somebody's like super cheesy and super corny, and they say it, and you're just like, why would you say that in actual like real life? And you just verbally go.
Tanjiro is cringe, but over I don't.
I like the episode. I'm not like downing the episode. I really did like the episode. I just don't like the fact of like how like they consistently force feed me down like the backstories, or like for somebody to realize their true potential. Tanjiro has to just say, "You're my ray of hope," or "She's a ray of hope," or whatever profound thing that they make it seem like he's saying. You know, like, I don't know. But what would you rate the episode?
I wouldn't if you could rate it super duper high. But it was like a 7.8.
I give it a solid like 6.8 just because I did like the fighting. And like, I like the overall episode, but I don't like the pacing of like we got more backstory than we did action scenes, or I felt, well, that's how I felt. I felt like I was watching more of the backstory, that's why I skipped it, than the fight scenes, because right after the backstory the shit ended like, oh, I'm gonna use my full strength.
Yeah,
then next episode.
I kind of agree. And the backstory, it was maybe it's because I'm not a woman, I can't relate to her plights very well. She wants to get married, and it's just very stereotypical girly things. She wants to find a husband or whatever, and nobody likes her because she's that strong. And I'm like, bro, you know how many men I know that wants a big mommy to hold them down, to pin them down, to like manhandle them in the bedroom? Like, that's like a very common trope for men to want. So it's like, are just Japanese men not into that? No, I feel like they do. They are into, I feel like a lot of, not a lot, I don't really know statistics, but I think like it must be a common thing. So there's the tsundere's, right? Those are women that are very, like, you know, mean to the guy or strong-willed or very powerful. Like, those are a lot of traits in women.
Strong-willed
women are very common in anime or stuff like that. Like, think about Chi-Chi, right? I don't think Chi-Chi's strong. Obviously, Chi-Chi's not stronger than Goku, but that type of woman that just kind of, like, is very strong-willed and aggressive towards their man, and their man succumbs. So I don't know why in the Demon Slayer universe no man would want her. Like, bro, what are you talking about? A lot of men would go crazy for
her. That's why she's a fan like fan service. Like, she's the over top, like, pink hair girl.
Yeah, why the fuck does she have pink hair?
Breast showing, thighs. Dude, they show so many. Like, there's a scene of what's his name giving her a fucking thigh high sock?
Yeah, I thought the same thing. I was like, what's
they're hitting everything.
Thigh highs, really? Thigh high, get a little.
I was like, get the thigh meat,
like you know, the little bit thigh meat hanging over.
Oh, there's one scene, there's specifically one scene that I'm just like, oh, that's episode 10. If somebody asked me and they show me just one scene, I'll be like, oh,
what scene is that?
When she like finished attacking, then they have a close up of, they pretty much have like the sword blocking off her the little panty shot
scene. Oh, there's a panty shot scene?
Yeah, but the sword's like blocking.
Oh yeah, I didn't see that at all. I didn't see
This was more I was like, these motherfuckers know what they're doing.
Yeah, I didn't see any of that. But I would say I found out something fun about her. The reason why she wears the uniform the way she wears it is I think she's naive, and the person who creates the uniforms for them, when they gave her her uniform, they told her that was standard issue uniform. So that's what.
What a guy.
The guy's like, yeah, no. That's what everybody wears. That's how. Mm-hmm. Yep. That's how everybody wears it. And come to find out, it was just because he was a pervert.
That's so funny.
That's funny.
But I need to find a scene and I'll send it to you. Yep.
You found it already.
No, I said need to find it. I forgot.
When you said yep, I was like, oh, yep, he found it.
Yeah.
That's the one.
That's so funny, though. Moving along from Hell's Paradise. Oh, not Hell's Paradise. From Demon Slayer. What do you think about Hell's Paradise?
I haven't watched the
episode 10?
9 and 10. I did watch 9 in sub. I want to rewatch it in dub. And I like it from what I saw. In 9, I really like it. I like the fight. It's very interesting how much stronger Gabimaru is to the.
You know what's crazy? I'm not gonna spoil it because it actually. But I'll tell you, it's actually starting to explain like why, like it's very interesting. It goes to in the lines of like how Hunter x Hunter has like its net.
Yeah,
it kind of essentially kind of is like that, but it's kind of different. Like I'm very. That's why like these two episodes, I was just like, especially the last episode, episode 10, I was just like, oh, I was like, that's actually pretty interesting, and it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Like how did like when if they're going to take their time explaining it, I'm actually pretty excited to see where it goes from here.
I know he has something to do with like basically I forgot what the power system is called. I know he. That's how he's able to do his fire jutsus. Same thing I would assume is similar to the ninja girl.
His ninpo.
Yeah, ninpo. And who? So I know it's going to be there, but it's very interesting how the power scaling. And in very similar shonen classics, I'm assuming that, how do you call these guys, Roy? The seven... Mm-hmm. What are their They're named the guy he fought. What is
oh,
it called?
Oh, I forgot. I forgot what's fucking called.
But those flower guys.
Those seven. They're hermits. Let's call them hermits.
Yeah, those seven hermits.
They're hermits.
They
came from one hermit. Now
there's seven of them. Seven of them, I think. So I would assume that the one that we met is the weakest one out of all of them.
Out of
the seven?
The first one.
The one that fought?
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I think, yeah, you're about to get into it.
I would assume that because it's like, wow, that's a, if Gabi Maru could, you know, fight with it to a, I think they were evenly matched, and not even, because they had, they could regenerate and stuff like that and heal themselves, and Gabi Maru was still giving him runs his money to where he had to.
Yeah, that fight was fucking crazy, really good. Man. I'm like, he's like, I'm not gonna give up. And then he's like,
And I think this is might have been seen episode 10. I started some of episode 10, which I thought was very, very grown up and a little old. I don't know. They were talking about sex, like which they had having sex better as, females or males.
Yeah, it was very interesting, right?
Huh, this is a teen boys story. Okay, interesting. Another thing I noticed in this must have been episode, this is also a little bit of episode 10, I guess episode 9, there's not much that happened other than the fighting of Gabi Maru and I don't remember the guy's name.
Yeah,
that's all that happened, and Gabi Maru has a resolve of like leaving the crew and just like, yo, I gotta keep moving forward. If we gotta wait, I'm like, I don't have time to wait, they'll catch up to me. So he did his own thing. May, I think, is the girl's name, right? The little girl. She caught up to Gabi Maru, save him, and as in the final fight in episode 5, we seen she's grown a bit. So I wonder.
She becomes a teenager.
Yeah, she's a teenager now. But if I had to theorize, we saw that the guy that Gabi Maru fought was also, he's a grandpa or grandpa grandma before he drank some of the elixir of life. So I'm assuming that that as you use your key is what I'm going to call it now, because I don't remember what it was called or even if I heard it, but as you use your key, it's kind of like you're using your life energy and your you age. So yeah. I'm guessing that's what happened to her, why she aged so rapidly, because she did use her ki to protect Gabi Maru.
Yeah, when she that transformation is kind of, I was like, what? Mm-hmm. I was like, I was kind of thrown off by it, but then I was also like, damn, I was like, they're really not gonna let this guy beat him.
Yeah.
I was like, because I really thought Gabi Maru was actually gonna win the fight. I was like, oh shit. But I was like, yeah, it kind of wouldn't make sense because those things are supposed to be super strong. And like, so I kind of appreciate that, because after that, he got fucked up. Like, he could not, like, keep up with the monster. He tried to, but dude, that fucking thing.
Yeah.
Let's keep fucking him up.
But episode 9, I liked it. It was just a straight up a good 20-minute fight for the most part.
Yeah, like I said, it's very solid to the point of, like, I just like, I don't know, I just like how everything's happening so far. That's the best way I can put it. Just because I'm very unaware of, like, what's gonna happen. Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ, that was so loud. But yeah. You need to watch those episodes, man.
I'm gonna watch it. I want to learn about like their transformation. What's that all about? Like going from the gender swaps happening. Like I want to see what's the trigger, what's causing it. Is it a defense offense type thing, or is it just a choice thing, or is it get punched so hard in your stomach you grow some ovaries? I don't know.
That's actually a pretty funny.
And then you know you punch somebody real hard, those ovaries drops into and become testicles. I don't know.
Yeah.
Wait, now that I think about it, if it was just one person that split, so when they have sex with each other, is this masturbation?
Essentially, but I think how to describe it is that it's one of those things where I guess that's like the seven Dragon Balls, you know.
Yeah.
They all become like all together they become one, but separately they're their own numbers. So essentially, it's like that. It's like they have their own personality, but I think it, in a sense, in a way, yes, but also in a way, no. It's kind of like if you had a twin.
Mm.
Are you masturbating or are you having sex with yourself?
That's, yeah, I didn't think about it like that, but that's a good
point. The age-old question, which came first?
Yeah, that's true. Oh,
and honestly, this is kind of a good example.
Talking about twins, there was I saw this little article recently, which is it was really interesting, a scientific anomaly where these twins married another set of twins. And they had kids around the same time. The women got pregnant around the same time. And they gave birth to two boys. And technically, the boys are like cousins. But genetically, they're brothers. Like, if you were supposed to just take their DNA.
That is...
Like, if somebody didn't know their story or situation, if they just tested their DNA, they would show up as brothers.
That's so trippy.
Because their moms are basically identical and their dads are identical. So it's basically they're identical twins with identical twins having kids. So their kids are always going to be technically siblings and cousins. They're literal cousins, but technically they are brothers and sisters. All their kids are always going to be brothers and sisters because it's the same genetic pool makeup having kids.
Oh, that man. That is very trippy. But you need to give that shit out. You need to watch this, man.
Yeah, I'm gonna watch it. I'll be ready for it next time we talk about it. I think I'm just gonna settle for the sub at this point. I'm tired of waiting.
It's so good, man. Like I'm really I hope they flesh out their abilities and because then if that's the case, I'm like it's the same thing like with Ned. Mm-hmm. Like lots of training. You know, you become after like a long time of training and like rigorous training, you develop like a heightened sense of skill. Or some people develop it faster, some people develop it better.
Mm-hmm. So, okay.
But I'm not gonna spoil it. You can tell me what you think about it when you watch it. But yeah. But I think that should do it for us today. I think Demon Slayer was solid. You know, like I said, the stuff that we didn't like, stuff that mm-hmm. we did like. And I found the episode. I found a number. If you guys want to see the part where, if you can screenshot it and tell me, and if you show it to me, I'll be like, "Oh yeah, that's episode 10, minute 4 point." when you're 4 minutes and 46 seconds into the episode, 4 minutes and 45 seconds into the episode, and that's what it is actually.
Wow.
Minute 4, on the 45th second. That's what I'm just like.
Yeah, I know what this is.
That's it. that's funny. But But all right, guys, that's going to do it for us. Thank you for listening. As always, follow us on our socials, which is just TikTok, I guess. Listen to us in the different platforms for podcasting. And we will see you on the next one. Peace.